The Governor's Arts Awards recently recognized a program that aims to bring creativity to medical students. The Art in Medicine program at the University of Arizona College of Medicine Phoenix has been going on since 2014 and is the brainchild of Cindy Stanley, a professor of physiology there and the program's director. She joins me to talk more about what it's all about. And Cindy, how exactly does this work? Like, is it a requirement for med students there?
I give the students that participate in this programming kudos because they are doing it above and beyond their traditional medical curriculum. So all of my activities, for the most part, are considered to be extracurricular. In the traditional curriculum, though, we are trying to do more of an arts integration. We can't create time. So what we have to do is take what we're doing as far as education and adding art to it. So I'm a neurophysiologist, and I always tell my students, if you think you know the pathways, you should be able to draw them. So I'm always encouraging the draw to know it. And this spring, I'm going to be teaching renal physiology. And one of my final sessions is the culmination of the nephron. And we do a draw the nephron. And I had one student in the past who was so astute at drawing the nephron that she decided to layer tissue paper. Her first layer was all of the different transporters of the nephron. The second layer were all of the diuretics and where they worked. And the third layer was the disease states and where they affected the nephron. So it's really amazing to see what students create.
Now, obviously, med students, like, they look at a lot of pictures, drawings, and photos and other kinds of things to get a sense of anatomy and, you know, what different microbes look like. But what is the benefit of adding an art component, a specific art component to a med school education?
I think there are a lot of benefits. You know, when students come into the medical program, a lot of them do have some kind of background in arts, humanities, medicine, and they think that they have to give that up, because medical school is going to be so tough and time consuming. And when they see that we offer programs like art and medicine, they get really excited about it. And I think even for those that don't have a background in art, they can benefit from the programming, you know, because it's all about bringing the medicine back to the patient's bedside. You know, in this day of advancing technology and artificial intelligence, patients want time from their physicians. They want conversations. They want focused attention. And in the art and medicine program, we take the traditional doctoring skills that they're learning and we use them in different contexts, such as in an art museum. And these kinds of activities help all medical students become more thoughtful, listen with more intent, and observe more carefully in order to provide the care that is more humane, compassionate, and empathetic.
Well, so what are some of the sessions? Like, how specifically do you try to integrate art into the curriculum?
We try to integrate it in a variety of ways. So one of the ones we've done in the past was with Annie Wilson. She's a puppeteer. And so we did the surgeon as puppeteer. And we kind of compared and contrasted how a surgeon working with the tools at their disposal and the importance of their hands is very similar to what a puppeteer has to do when they're working with their marionettes and their puppets. We did a session on creating masks, ceramic masks, with the teaching artist Lisa Swanson from Casa Grande. And it was a way for students to channel their professional identity and their personal growth. I would love to find a graphic artist, because we have a number of students this year that are interested in graphic medicine. They create comics as part of their studying. So I'd love to have somebody come in and teach them a little bit more about drawing comics for those who are a little naive in that area.
They draw comics about medicine.
They
it's do. Not exactly Archie and Veronica here, is it?
That's right. And they're branching off in so many directions this year because we haven't been able to meet our first year students yet in person. Everything has had to be virtual. So we've got a new music and medicine student group that is through the art and medicine program. And so we get together once a month and we do Zoom sessions with participants from the Suntree Adult Day Center. And students are playing their musical instruments and singing songs and engaging with these elders. And it's great for the elders because they feel cared for And it's great for the students because it gives them just a little bit of downtime and some time to use their right brain and give their left brain a little break.
Do you find that by having students work on both sides of the brain instead of just, you know, constant science and anatomy and medicine and looking through microscopes and everything, that it does help them, you know, using the art, using the humanities, using the maybe the more creative side of their brain? Does that help them with the science side of their brain as well?
I think it helps immensely. I think that as they're doing these activities, they are observing, and that process is helping them become not only a better observer, but it's improving their problem solving, their decision making, their learning, and their focused attention. And all of that helps to make a great, well-rounded physician. Because the bottom line is traditional skills and expertise are really not enough to prepare future physicians today. We are faced with ill-defined problems and unusual problems. I mean, this pandemic and COVID, for example, calls for creativity, and creativity demands curiosity. And it demands stepping outside of our familiar comfort zones. And that's what we do in the art and medicine program.
Are there other med schools who do something similar to this?
You know, there are a number of med schools now that have partnered with art museums and are doing some kind of programming in art and medicine. But I really feel like what we do with the Phoenix Art Museum is very unique. You know, most of these other med schools will bring students in and they'll look at a portrait, for example, and the portrait might be a painting of a lady fainting or a lady that looks like she has a goiter. And students will be asked to describe medically what they see. But we don't do that. We can even use abstract art in a lot of our programming because we're focusing more on the visual thinking strategies, their observation skills, how they're describing something, the language that they're using.
All right. That is Cindy Standley, a professor of physiology and director of the Art in Medicine program at the University of Arizona College of Medicine, Phoenix. Cindy, it was really nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.